This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday during a lightning tour of the Middle East said Washington was reviewing Hamas's response to a ceasefire proposal and he would discuss it with Israeli officials when he visits the country on Wednesday.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but we continue to believe that an agreement is possible and indeed essential. And we will continue to work relentlessly to achieve it.
U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas earlier issued a statement saying it had submitted its response. U.S. President Joe Biden blamed former President Donald Trump for blowing up a bipartisan border security agreement. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The likely Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump is responsible for intimidating Republicans to back away from the bipartisan border security bill, according to President Biden, because Trump would prefer chaos ahead of this November's election.
So Republicans have to decide, who do they serve, Donald Trump or the American people? Are they here to solve problems or just weaponize those problems for political purposes?
The $118 billion package also includes aid for Israel and Ukraine. Berman, VOA News, Washington.
Chile's former president, Sebastian Piñera, a billionaire tycoon who twice held the South American nation's top job, died Tuesday in a helicopter crash, as office said in a statement. The 74-year-old Piñera often flew himself around in his own helicopter and was a former shareholder in the country's national airline with stakes in television and football, among other businesses. This